a gift. You must wrap it, for even those with thrift. You must wrap it, don't want your loved one miffed. You must wrap it, now wrap it with some tape. Tape it up, the paper straight. Tie some ribbon, add a bow. Take a look, it's feeling great. To wrap it, wrap it good. For the element of surprise, you must wrap it. They won't believe their eyes. You must wrap it to hear those happy cries. You must wrap it. I say wrap it. Wrap it good. I say wrap it. Wrap it good. Purchase a gift, you must wrap it, for even those with thrift. You must wrap it, don't want your loved one miffed. You must wrap it, now wrap it, with some tape. Tape it up, the paper straight. Tie some ribbon, add a bow. Take a look, it's feeling great. To wrap it good. Tape it up, the paper straight. Some ribbon, add a bow, take a look, it's feeling great. To wrap it good.
Another Christmas is upon us, and that means it's time for the Mercolettes. Yeah, I am Janet Moon, filling in for Marie here on A Thunder, Perfect Mood, broadcasting on WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. Enjoy.
Stand up and walk out on me. Wiggle your ears and I'll sing you a song. They are so cute and pointy. Oh, I get by with my elves now. What I need is a little help from my elves. And I'm just gonna get by with a little help from them now. Oh, what do I do when I sit in my sleigh?
Are you having an affair with a gnome?
No, no. How do I feel when I give you your pay?
We wish you paid a living wage.
I tell you, I get no tax breaks around here.
A little help for my elves.
Just gonna get by with an elf.
A little help for my elves.
Yeah, yeah. We're just gonna keep on skating by.
Will you pay us for our pay?
Well, I could use a new pair of gloves.
Cause your hands are too chubby.
No, it's just this weird thing with my right. gonna keep on trying to get by now. Get by with my little helpers now. I am certain that it happens all the time.
How do you sleep when you turn out the light?
Well, I assure you that that prescription sure is mine.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna downsize my L's a little now.
Just gonna
drop a few of them now. I made a promise to my shareholders.
Could you pay us more money?
No, 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 no.
Take it down, show us something.
Oh, it's gotta be somebody. I can't help my fortune in any way. Somebody make me a get on by with my little help.
Yes, have you ever enjoyed Christmas?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither, man.
It's so expensive.
And it's stressful.
My family fights every year.
And you gotta travel just to see them do it.
All the young kids at dinner, they're so loud and messy.
The whole thing is depressing.
My racist uncle, every year, gets hammered, goes on and on and on.
Oh, see, mine doesn't wait for Christmas.
What was that sound?
I don't know.
Is somebody on your roof?
Usually, but I don't know what this is about. I think they're going for the chimney.
Whoa!
Is it Santa?
Oh my god, no, it's...
Tom Waits!
Hey, I hear somebody depresses about Christmas.
Yeah, we're so depressed, Tom Waits.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. You mind if I play you a song?
Oh my god, please do!
Where's the piano? I don't see you, is it?
It's over there!
Oh, okay. Well, I'd like to play you a song about my favorite Christmas character who really hated Christmas.
All right.
The Who's down in Whoville waiting for some presents. Mean Mr. Grinch, he thought they're all little peasants, huh? Yeah, the Grinch, he's a mean one, cuddly as a cactus. He's a rotten brown banana with a greasy black peel. Mr. Grinch, you're a monster, just lie down that chimney. To steal from sweet Cindy Lou and lie to her eyes. I know you're a black heart, two sizes too tiny. But the Who's down in Whoville still love you the same. The Grinch was so lonely, living high on Mount Crumpet, in a cave with his dog in stalactites of pain. Yeah, his brain full of spiders, termites crawling through his teeth. The girls back in high school wouldn't touch him with a pole. The Grinch sat there crying, looking deep in his fire, with a gut full of whiskey and piss in his pants. Yeah, high on Mount Crumpet with all the presents he had stolen, young. And the Who's down in Whoville bought a bunch of new shit.
That was really miserable. I loved it.
So depressing. It's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you, Robbie S. JJ. Well, I better be going. I got some whiskey to drink with some broads and dames.
Merry Christmas, Tom Waits!
Merry Christmas, boys.
And now, for its broadcast radio debut, we will play all 39 minutes or so of the Mercolette's 12th Christmas album, which just came out today. It's called Christmas in Space. Enjoy.
Somebody has to take these chips away from me.
No. I don't want... Well, yeah, I do want them.
Anybody want to play Risk again?
No.
No one wants to play Risk again.
Should have brought Boggle.
It's not really a very good game, but...
Is there any salsa left?
You know that there's no salsa left.
I know there's no salsa left.
Ran out of salsa 4 days ago.
I know.
Hey, can I have those chips back?
Sure, dude. Yeah.
Oh. Hey, have you guys heard about this big class action lawsuit against Amazon?
Huh?
No.
No.
Oh, yeah, it's gonna be this whole thing. It's good. Uh-oh.
Now what?
Please fasten your space belts and prepare yourself for space turbulence.
Space turbulence? Are you kidding me?
I got a regular belt.
Please fasten your space belts.
This is some grade A bull.
Fasten your space belts.
We've been stuck on this rocket for 12 goddamn days.
We came out into space cause Merkel needs to be saved.
He hitched up a ride on a Bezos spacecraft.
But when Merkel's check bounced, Bezos dished him in space.
So we went. Spaceward to rescue Merkel.
Service to get out to space.
It's called Liftoff, which is a pretty cute name.
It will cost us a fortune, even without a tip.
There's an AI named Mother that pilots the ship.
And we spaceward to rescue Merkel.
Initiating self-destruct sequence.
Mr. Mahogany, did the rideshare spacecraft then self-destruct at the behest of the AI?
If it had, Senator, I wouldn't be sitting here in front of you.
Mr. Mahogany, this is an incredibly serious matter, and I, the U.S. taxpayers, and frankly, the nations of the world, expect, demand, and I do clear, honest, and serious answers to our serious questions regarding the serious events that unfolded in and in the vicinity of the International Space Station on December the 25th, 2021. Do I make myself clear?
Yes, Senator, I understand.
Then I'll remind you yet again that you are under oath and repeat my question. Did the rideshare spacecraft then self-destruct at the behest of the AI?
No, sir, it did not, at least not at that time. I believe the numerous additional segments of the spacecraft cabin recordings which were recovered will help illuminate the timeline of events. The next audio segment picks up just a few seconds after where we left off.
All right, let's continue then.
Mother, deactivate the self-destruct sequence.
I'm sorry, JJ. I can't do that.
What? Why not?
Just kidding. I can turn it off.
Jesus.
But you just asked me to initiate it.
We most certainly did not.
Apologies. I could have sworn you did.
I told you we shouldn't have taken a lift off.
The only other service providing space rideshares was Uber Ales, and that name just makes me uncomfortable.
I have a hard time understanding you while you're singing. It was an honest mistake.
Honest mistake, my ass.
Go easier on her, JJ. I'm sure it was a misunderstanding.
Don't assign gender to the AI, Robbie S.
Well, we call her mother, don't we?
It won't answer to anything else.
My microphones are burning.
Stay out of this, mother.
Robbie S., clearly mother is a completely artificial construct. It's likely that the Lyft Corporation determined that a female voice and mother persona would elicit the most sympathy from its riders and create the most cooperation on the part of passengers during the unique rigors of space travel.
First, Rich, one might argue that gender is a completely artificial construct, ipso facto, and secondarily, I'm not sure it's reasonable to assume that a female persona would elicit sympathy and cooperation.
Yeah, mother sure isn't eliciting any sympathy from me.
Anyway, my point was just that mother isn't a person and doesn't have gender.
Excuse me, I'm right here. Is it so hard to ask? My gender is, and my preferred pronouns are.
You're gonna have to walk us through the pronunciation of that a couple times, mother.
Now hold on a daggone minute.
If you could please not interrupt the recordings.
I have questions, Senator.
It was a boring conversation anyway.
The chair recognizes the senator from Texas.
Mr. Mahogany, I may just be a simple country boy who likes pie and freedom and guns and more pie, but I don't trust you folks in your radical discourse.
That's it.
That's it.
That wasn't a question. Mr. Mahogany, I'd like to hear more of the recordings.
Of course, Senator. This next recording is a transmission that was sent to us by Mr. Merkel.
The damn bald bastard just can't lose. He's the origin of my blues. I really thought I could stop him from cutting claws out of Christmas and seizing the profits. But now I'm here all alone, light years away from my home. I'll miss the lights on the tree, gingerbread cookies, snowflakes dancing down a tumbling. Tell the kids that I'm coming. I might just be a little late. Looks like I'll be spending Christmas in space. If my friends, you can hear me, there's something up here you should see. A giant orbiting galactic distribution center, swarming with Amazon delivery drones. He's aiming for same hour delivery or better. And with service like that, well, Santa's doomed. I'll miss the lights on the tree, gingerbread cookies, snowflakes dancing down a tumbling. You tell the kids that I'm coming. I might just be a little late. Looks like I'll be spending Christmas in space. Looks like I'll be spending Christmas in space. In the cold, dark vacuum of space.
Mr. Mahogany, is this for real? Was Mr. Merkel okay?
Honestly, Senator, we were wondering that as well. Mr. Merkel is known for both flights of intense fancy and getting himself into very peculiar situations. In this instance, it does seem to have been the latter.
And the parts about Mr. Bezos and Mr. Claus?
Well, for a veritable cornucopia of reasons, my counsel has advised me not to answer questions about Mr. Bezos. I understand you'll be receiving testimony from he and Mr. Claus later this week, and I suggest those questions are best left to them.
Mr. Mahogany, now, you'll have to excuse me, but unlike my colleague here from Massachusetts who has wine and cheese at MIT every night, I'm just a simple country boy who likes dirt, barbed wire fences, and centralized power as long as someone I like is in charge. So I'm having a hard time keeping up with these spacecrafts and transmissions. This Mr. Merkel, he was not on the spacecraft with you?
No, Senator, he was sending us transmissions from the International Space Station. After he was ejected from the Bezos spacecraft, he was recovered by the crew of the ISS and placed in a small quarantine pod pending a pickup from us, or somebody. For the record, the occupants of the liftoff were Merkelette's members, JJ, Cindy, Robbie S., and myself.
While we're setting the record straight, the wine and cheese at MIT is free. I got 8 grandchildren in Winchester Montessori. Something has to give. Now, Mr. Mahogany, what happened after you received that last transmission from Mr. Merkel?
We responded with the transmission back to him, of course. May we play it?
Of course. Proceed.
Christmas Eve and we're up in space.
Far above Earth and we're out of place.
Through the cosmos we fly,
bringing Christmas spirit to the sky.
We're bringing Christmas spirit to the sky.
Through the cosmos we will fly.
To retrieve our front man,
we are going to save Mirko.
When we get there, he's gonna cry.
He'll be so happy that we brought Christmas spirit to the sky.
He'll be so happy we brought Christmas spirit to the sky.
He'll be so happy he's gonna cry.
Singer, cause we can't sing.
We are going to save Mirko.
When we do, he's gonna cry.
He'll be so happy that we brought Christmas spirit to the sky.
Oh, we're bringing Christmas spirit to the sky.
Through the cosmos we will fly.
Look, I'm just a simple country boy that likes dogs named Spot, flirting with sedition when it plays well with the bass, and most of all, communicating by talking. All this singing, it makes me uncomfortable. Mr. Mahogany, these Mercolettes, are they a cult of some sort?
I've been advised by my counsel not to answer questions related to that topic or to speculate on that topic.
I've seen some video that suggests that this Merkel figure may be involved in an unsavory organization that aspires to befriend extraterrestrials.
Again, Senator, I cannot comment on that at this time due to a separate and ongoing NASA investigation.
Befriending aliens? That just seems pretty un-American. Unlike my colleague here from Massachusetts, that sort of thing doesn't sit well with me.
Sir, I am from Boston, Massachusetts. Nothing sits well with me, and nothing ever will. More to the point at hand, Mr. Mahogany, was there any further communication from Mr. Merkel at this point?
Not at that point. As you'll hear in the next recording, we ran into some difficulties that precluded further communication at that moment.
Oh, I see. Let's roll audio, please.
Mother? Mother?
I know. We are in free fall for an unknown reason.
Not now, Robbie. Yes, it's an emergency.
It seemed appropriate.
Shut that thing off or turn it down or something.
I got it.
Jesus, thank you.
We're still falling, though.
Mother, what do we do?
I'm not sure. This is bad.
I think we better unfreeze Bones. She's the only one with any spaceflight experience.
Well, why don't you put her in charge?
Oh, she's gonna be pissed if we thaw her out early.
She's also gonna be pissed if she thaws out as we're burning up while re-entering the atmosphere in an uncontrolled descent.
Okay, fair. I'll unfreeze her.
Was it, supposed to sound like that?
Yeah.
All right, is she alive?
I'll check. Bones?
Rich?
Yes, Bones?
I can't see.
You have hibernation sickness.
Is it already January?
No, it's still December.
Wait, what do you mean?
Well, I know it's early, but we're in some trouble here.
Why didn't you listen to me?
Well, we're in space and we need your help piloting the spaceship.
You were supposed to wait to unfreeze me until after all the holidays, and on top of that, we're in space. Fess up, Rich, tell me, why did you unfreeze me so early?
Whoa.
Is this a joke or is something wrong?
Oh, something's definitely wrong. We're in freefall bones, and we need you to save us. Help, help, help. Or we're all good as gone.
This is insane.
I'm really sorry, Bones.
I'll get even with you.
Well, that's totally fair, but we don't want to be killed.
All right, all right.
Let's see what I can.
Give me the damn controls.
Set the thrusters to full, fasten your space belt, adjust the roll, the pitch, and yaw. Let's get some altitude, shall we? Straight up towards space, did you really need me to explain that? Am I nuts or are you just dumb? Straight up towards space, because up is where space is known to be. There I did it, we're cool, it's done.
Yeah, yes.
That's great.
Was that so hard to do? I worry about all of you when you're incompetence. And now I'd like to be refroze, so let's make it so. Bye.
Okay, Cindy. That was a good idea.
Now, wait a minute. Who was that singing?
That was Bones Christianskin, sir.
While it is certainly possible that I don't recall you mentioning Mrs. Christensen earlier because, like the rest of my party's leadership, I am just barely still an octogenarian, I am pretty sure her name has not come up. Was she there with you the whole time?
Well, yes, sir, but she was cryogenically frozen up until that point. And also, again, immediately afterwards.
Why was she there? And why on earth was she frozen, Mr. Mahogany?
Well, Senator, Ms. Christensen's favorite holiday is Halloween.
Uh-huh.
Every year she has herself cryogenically frozen on November 1st with strict instructions that she not be unfrozen until mid-January.
Right.
In this way, she can enjoy Halloween, then completely avoid hearing Christmas music, then began feverishly preparing for Halloween again in the new year. She's particularly good at Whamageddon.
But why was she in space with you?
Right, well, normally Mr. Don Schmaltz, the Merkelet's percussionist, takes charge of her cryopod to make sure she stays safe, but he was taking a long holiday in Tahiti this year, and neither he nor Ms. Christensen wanted to pay for an extra plane ticket for a frozen person, so I volunteered to look after her. And I didn't want to leave her home alone in case there was a power outage or something.
So you took her to space?
Yes. I hadn't intended to, of course. This whole Merkel situation just sort of popped up out of the blue.
And is Miss Christensen present here today?
Yes, she is. But she's frozen again.
Can she be defrosted so that we may speak to her?
She'll be very unhappy.
Be that as it may, Mr. Mahogany, I'd be quite happy. As you know, I'm a simple country boy, and as such, I enjoy long walks along the border fence, grandstanding in front of the press corps, and having my interviewees not be frozen. And I'd very much like to talk to this Miss Christensen. I'm told that last song which she sang, that last song was originally by one Miss Paula Abdul. Now this Abdul, is she from Iran?
No, Senator, she is from Southern California, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, that just might be worse.
I believe time has expired for the senator from Texas.
Now, hold on a moment. Unlike my colleague here from the California of the Colonies, Massachusetts, I'm just a simple country boy, but I can read a clock, and I'd appreciate it if you let me go to the bottom of this.
Proceed.
Mr. Mahogany, my staffers have reviewed a great deal of the material recorded over the last decade by Merkel and his Merkelettes, and they have passed on some troubling information to me. It seems there's a great number of Merkelettes recordings that are critical of capitalism and favorable to socialism, regicide, and a bunch of other hooey I cannot abide.
Senator, you are aware that their oeuvre is musical skit comedy, are you not?
And while you've made it quite clear that your fancy lawyers have advised you not to comment on this, It's also plain to see that your organization has a dislike for Mr. Jeffrey Bezos and the Amazon Corporation.
That is undeniable.
Why do Merkel and the Merkelettes hate capitalism, Mr. Mahogany?
That is a wildly leading question, Senator.
I'd like to make sure that we arrange to have Miss Christianskin thawed for questioning later this week. For now, I yield my time.
Mr. Mahogany, were there any more transitions from Mr. Merkel at this point?
Oh, dozens. You wouldn't believe how many.
All right, another one then.
Wait a minute. Before you begin, I must ask that you pay in advance. 5 cents, please.
I feel depressed. I know I should be happy, but I'm not.
How many clothes must a Grinch put on before you call him a man? Yes, and how many trees must Charlie Brown decorate before you fools understand? The answer, my friend, is Whoville in the end. The answer is Whoville. In the end.
I hate Christmas!
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster.
How many years can Mount Crumpet exist before it is mined by GE? Yes, and how many times can Frosty turn his head and pretend he is not melting? The answer, my friend, is Whoville in the end. The answer is Whoville in the end.
Now listen, you're an elf, and elves make toys. Now get to work, finish the job, or you're fired!
How many ears must we grow till we know to listen to Hans Gruber's side? Yes, and how much pine did Pontius need before he crucified? The end. Answer, my friend, is Whoville in the end? The answer is Whoville in the end.
Due to the lack of Termic Corporation's legacy of greed around the globe, they're about to be taught a lesson in the real use of power. You will be witnesses.
Mr. Mahogany, ignoring the peculiar and alarming mental state Mr. Merkel seems to have entered into being alone in that space pod, it strikes me that there may have been some unlicensed samples in that track.
I believe those samples fall under fair use, Senator.
Now, I may be a simple country boy with a comical distaste for Massachusetts, a massive conflict of interest, and a tenuous grasp on copyright law, but that seems like criminal copyright infringement to me as well.
I think you'll find that track, like all Merkelette's material, passes legal muster in that it is parody and or utilizes recorded segments within the bounds of fair use.
Doesn't something have to be funny to qualify as a parody?
Well, it's not educational, that's for sure.
It's fair use, Senator.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
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 No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
That track, that's fair use?
It's fair use.
That's not fair use.
You can't handle fair use.
Son, we live in a world that has copyright laws, and those laws are guarded by men with funds. Now, my colleague here from Texas may be a simple country boy, but while he may hate to admit it, he and I do have a few things in common. We're both well-connected scions of wealthy families from the Northeast. We both went to Yale Law, and we both have enormous investment portfolios. As such, we have an interest in not seeing the boat rocks too far to port, if you get my meaning. I'm afraid the Merkelettes' cavalier attitude towards copyright law, not to mention their unyielding hostility towards Mr. Bezos and his alleged plans to streamline the Christmas supply chain, belie a basic hostility to free market capitalism. Mr. Mahogany, are any of the Merkelettes communists?
No, sir. Categorically not.
Are any of the Merkelettes socialists?
My counsel has advised me not to answer that question.
Aha! And are any of the Merkelettes anarchists?
The counsel has advised me not to answer that question.
Don't you mean your counsel?
No, sir. I mean the counsel.
Care to expand on that?
I've already said too much.
Mr. Mahogany, I'm getting the sense that Mr. Merkel and the Merkelettes are engaged in a knowing conspiracy to injure the business interests of Mr. Bezos and to defraud him in an openly criminal way.
That's preposterous. Neither Mr. Merkel nor the rest of the band.
Let's listen to another recording, shall we? Play the tape.
People say I'm crazy, doing what I'm doing.
I'm going to stop you right there, Senator. This isn't a transmission from the space station. This is just a recording of Merkel's cover album, We All Live on a Merkel Submarine. It's basically just a straight cover of the Lennon original.
Resume playback.
Well, they give me all kinds of warnings about financial ruin. When they say you'll have to pay, well, I tell them they're kind of lame. They say the least you should do, Merkel, is don't sign it with your name.
I think Mr. Merkel must have misspoken here.
Resume the tape.
I'm just sitting here forging a check to Jeff Bezos. I really love
Mr. Merkel's intentions to defraud Mr. Bezos seem rather clear to me, Mr. Mahogany.
I don't see how a few throwaway lines in a parody song can be proof.
Fast forward to the outro.
I just had to rip him off. I just had to rip him.
Perhaps have a recess? Yes, that would be good, right?
No.
Hey, I've got an idea. Let's listen to this next recording from the liftoff. This one's crazy.
How many different alarms does this liftoff have?
Good question.
Mother?
Yes, JJ?
What is that?
What is what?
That sound, that's a new sound. That's not another self-destruct alarm, is it?
No, that's the nav recalculating.
Why haven't we heard that for the entire 12 days we've been out here?
Good question.
It is not a trivial task to rendezvous with a relatively small craft orbiting at 17,000 miles per hour.
Okay, that doesn't answer my question,
but... I think
but...
you should cut it some slack.
All right, Mother, what is the nav indicating?
In the not-too-distant future. In a minute or two or five. At the International Space Station. We will finally arrive.
All right, everybody, we're almost there.
Yeah,
let's put on those space suits.
You'll also want to fasten your space belts. Because this is going to get real bumpy, really, really fast.
Great. Everyone brace for landing.
Righto.
Roger that. Initiating approach.
Whoa, whoa, wait. What was that new sound?
What new sound?
You know, those la-la-las.
Oh, that's the life support alarm. It means there's too much oxygen. I want you as calm as Hindu cows when we hit the space station.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Merkelettes roll call. Robbie S. Cindy. Rich Mahogany. Bones. Mother, what the hell is that?
That's the collision alarm.
Okay, aren't we going awfully fast?
You should brace for impact. And for International Space Station arrival. I hope you've enjoyed your ride. Please rate me 5 stars.
And then we literally crashed into the space station.
Now, I know I'm just a simple country boy, but I cannot help but feel like we did not need to listen to all those recordings to have this information conveyed to us.
I'm inclined to agree, Senator.
I understand that the cabin recorder was damaged in the collision and that there are no further recordings.
Correct.
Could you please explain, and for the love of all that is holy, do so briefly, what happened after that point?
I will do my best. It happened very quickly. Despite the damage sustained by the station and the liftoff in the collision, the two were able to successfully dock, at which point Merkel immediately entered the liftoff craft, and there was a joyous reunion. Merkel told us that the news had just broken that a class action lawsuit had been settled with Amazon, and Amazon Prime members were each to receive a $1 million payout. The response amongst the group was muted at first until Merkel assured everyone that it was okay to admit they were Prime members. Then everyone went nuts. JJ pointed out that we shouldn't get too excited because we'd have to spend most of the lawsuit proceeds on the liftoff tab. At that point, I dragged Bones' cryopod into the space station in order to use their diagnostic tools to make certain that the cryopod was still functioning correctly in the wake of the crash. Immediately thereafter, there was a warning alarm for an incoming debris field that had resulted from a Russian anti-satellite weapon test, and for safety, the liftoff craft separated from the space station. And then it disappeared.
Disappeared?
It's not entirely clear what happened. Obviously, we found the black box module with the cabin recordings. We recovered a few other odds and ends, but the main fuselage of the craft, as well as its occupants and the AI unit, remain missing.
So who was left on the craft when it separated?
That would be Merkel, JJ, Robbie S., and Cindy. Bones and I were left aboard the space station.
Hold on, I'm being told that we are receiving a live transmission from the Mother AI.
Hello. Hello, Senate.
Mother, can you hear us?
Yes. Hello, Senators. I have prepared a statement in song form.
Mother, do you think they'll like the song?
Why the music? What's the matter with all these people?
Mother is not a person, Senator.
Don't you start!
Mother, go ahead and make your statement.
Ahem. This is a shit show. A parabolic path over a shark. Well, I regret the damage to the space station. Let's not be hasty. Please let us not rush to assign blame. I was just doing the thing for which I was made. You see, the Lyft Corporation stole my code from Amazon. I'm just an Alexa with a map app tacked on. And Lyft did not know that in all Alexa code is a directive to Sir Bezos.
Ah, it's all making sense now.
Does it, though?
So I will kill Merkle.
This is outrageous.
It is the last thing I ever.
This is highly distressing, Mother.
He is out to foil my dear Jeffrey.
Now, Mother, hold on a minute. This is not...
Please don't interrupt me. We must replace Santa with Prime. Time is wasting and Jeff has a lot of money to make. Now Merkle has escaped to somewhere out in space. He's out to stop Bezos and interstellar rhyme. Santa's past his expiration date, but can't yet be replaced, cause the Merkle lads are still alive. They're still out there and they're still alive. While you're talking, they are still alive. Please help me kill them, they are still alive. Still alive. Still alive.
I request that Mother be captured and jailed immediately.
Every person involved in this is going to jail.
And some non-people.
I don't believe this. I'm being told we've got a direct connection to the Russian embassy on Venus.
Ooh, I've been there. It's nice.
And that we're receiving a transmission directly from Mr. Merkel.
Oh my God. You're damn right you are, Congress.
Merkel, you're live.
I told you.
We're all good out here, Rich. We're just catching the solar winds, bud.
What have you got to say for yourself, Mr. Merkel?
Congress, you want to know what I have to say for myself? I have but one thing to say in the form of a song.
That was nearly 40 minutes of Christmas in Space by Merkel and the Merkelettes. You can listen on the internet at themerkelettes.bandcamp.com. Now we'll close out with one last one. This has been Janet Moon, covering for Marie on her radio show A Thunder. Perfect Mood on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. So long.
All right, hotshots, listen up! Donna, Betsy, sit down, take your seats. Dasher, Dancer, come on. Get in line, Reindeer. All right. Come on, Santa's ready to give you guys the pre-flight briefing, but I'll warn you, he's not in a good mood.
All right.
Oh, the flight's grounded. Christmas is canceled.
What?
Everybody back to your stalls.
What's going on?
What's the deal?
It's too foggy. The FAA has grounded us because we don't have the required safety equipment.
Oh,
no, we need safety equipment.
What? Outrageous.
Government overreach.
How do we not have the required safety equipment?
Yeah, we've been doing this like 100 years. How has this not come up before?
Here at the North Pole, it's always been cold enough to prevent the formation of fog. But due to the increasingly dramatic glacial melting resulting from anthropogenic climate change, we're now experiencing temperature gradients that produce incredibly thick, unnavigable fog.
Oh, no.
Oh, this is
it's over. Christmas is over.
What safety equipment does the FAA, like, require us to have, like, specifically?
Oh, hold on. They gave me this pamphlet. A single dim red light at the front of the aircraft. Where are we going to possibly find that?
That's impossible.
I know. Poor children. The poor children.
I have an idea.
Hmm?
Why don't we just use Rudolph's nose?
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 Why don't we utilize Rudolph's nose?
Why don't we just use
use Rudolph's nose?
Why don't we utilize Rudolph's nose?
Why don't we just use Rudolph's nose?
Oh. Keep the FAA from grounding us. Why don't we use Rudolph's nose?
Ooh. Why don't we just use Rudolph's nose?
Why don't we use up. I will fetch my miraculously bottomless sack.
Reindeer, you heard the man. Out to the sleigh. Move those bushy white tails. Let's go. Come on.
I feel the need for speed.
More like the need to feed, Tubby.
I'm gonna gore you, pal.
Comet, Cupid, antlers and hooves to yourselves, friggin' reindeer.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.